identifying elf and half clients, best way to do that is going to be with proof of life. Just as a reminder for those of you that may have missed it, accusations ought to fall by proof of life. That's going to be the beginning of starting to identify if they're elf or they're half, right? An elf client is probably going to have a good response for you. Well, you guys are the best. You got a great reputation. Half client is probably going to be like, isn't that why you're here? Aren't you here to tell me why we should do business with you? Probably half. Going to the virtual environment thing, right? And I know we've had a couple of comments in there. Zoom is much more efficient. And the reality is it is, right? I've got to get on a plane, spend 3 hours in the air one way just to sit down and have this meeting. I can jump on Zoom, be done in 20 minutes, and then get on to the next call, right? And so I think as the generations begin to change, right, Zoom will become much more of a staple. But I think just to Chris's mention in the simile, as it were, between when electric cars came on the scene versus putting gas cars out of business, right? The prediction was it's going to happen right away, and it still isn't even really that close to this day. Same thing I think is going to happen with Zoom. But the one thing to remember, I think all of you are feeling this, which is why we're having this class, right? Building a relationship from scratch on Zoom is very difficult to do. Maintaining a relationship on Zoom is not as difficult, but starting from scratch. And so the thing that I will caution you on is we always kind of make up what we think of people when we get a chance to finally see them. In my experience, when I've met people on virtually and then got a chance to see them in person, they're usually so shocked by my size and how my vibe is very different in person that it throws them off. And so I know this based on repetitions. And so I'm prepared for it if that is in fact the sequence of our engagements. And it will somewhat prepare them for that moment. Like, don't be shocked when a big light-skinned guy in all black comes walking down the street towards you, right? Don't turn and run, right? Or something, like I'll make some sort of a joke about it to set it up. Because, I don't look very big. For those of you that know, like, I'm not a huge guy, but I'm 6'2", and I'm 325. I don't look quite like that on camera. So it surprises people. Incorporate that into your interactions. If you know it's coming, right, don't let them get sideswiped by it. Make a joke about it ahead of time or use it as your accusations on it, right? Like a lot of people, it's weird when you meet them for the first time in person, right? You never expect them to actually look the way that they do. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, right? Make it part of your accusations on it. And then in regards to the walk away, right? We all know that the walk away can be powerful because it's a decent way to inject fear of loss in someone. Now, fear of loss is a good thing. It's very powerful. The oxytocin here and now moment that Chris talked about earlier today is more powerful than the walk away. And so probability wise, right? We know common ground is great, but tactical empathy gets to trust faster. Same idea. Walk away might get you the deal, but there's a really good chance you're going to want to make a deal for if you've created oxytocin for them in the moment. And so that's an alternative. And if you can shape your walk away to be fed by your oxytocin, it makes your walk away that much stronger. Because if you've created the bond, you turning and walking away after a bond is created, it's that much more difficult to let you out the door. And so my quick example of this, back when I was in my younger years, I used to love going, I lived in Newark, New Jersey. I used to love going downtown to do all my shopping because they had all like the name brand stuff for like dirt cheap, right? So I used to love going down there. And I used to love the walk away until I figured out that if I could create a quick bond of, I know you hate people walking in off the street into your place of business to try to tell you that your price is too high, right? And it's currently too high for me, And I follow that up with, you know, this is, I appreciate you showing me this. Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm looking for. Knowing that they're willing to bargain over their price. And before I can even get all the way turned around, $20 has now turned into $15. $30 is $20. Just because the bond is there and I've identified, you're tired of dealing with these idiots. They walk in here and they go, give me this 40 thing for 20 bucks. How about, let me get the 5 for 20. You guys got that, right? They're tired of that crap. And so identifying that I understand that's a problem for them creates the bond, and then following up with, unfortunately, I'm in the same boat they are. Right? I came in just to see what I could work. Obviously, you don't need nobody telling you what your prices should be. Wait. We can do 5 for 20 just for you, though. Just for you. Right? Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting the discount without having to ask for it. So things to keep in mind, right? And we're constantly talking about things. There's a lot to keep in mind, right? Your brain can get full real quick. But things to continue to think about as you work your way towards REIT. And I know many of you are working your way that direction if you're not already there. And so things to continue to contemplate, as it were.